So, repentance. God convicts you. He shows you where you have something in you that's not of His Spirit. You repent. You turn from it. God, I hate it. Oh, God, forgive me. Brokenness comes. God wants a broken spirit. Brokenness is seeing what the enemy has done using you to hurt someone. That's brokenness. If you can't stand brokenness, you will take on blame, you will take on guilt, you will take on everything you can think of to not have to be broken. Brokenness hurts, but it hurts good because it causes a surrender to God and it causes you to quit judging everyone else. It causes compassion. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, I never meant to do that to my kids. I guess my mom never meant to do that to me. I guess my dad really didn't mean to do that to me. Do you get it? All of a sudden, what are you doing? Biblical principle. You're letting God take the log, the up close and personal thing out of your eye so that you can see the splinter and pray. And if God allows you to be able to take the splinter out of the eye of the other person. If you don't take the log out of your eye, you're going to be judgmental, haughty. You're going to see it wrong. When you take that log out, it breaks you. That's what it does. It changes you. Broken and contrite heart. True humility. God humbles you. Now, when the devil is the one who convicts you, which is really condemnation, or even if the Spirit convicts you, and you know your sin's forgiven, but you hang on to the guilt, what happens is you take on, I'll call it a spirit of, because it's the attribute of, okay? It's the spirit of being abased. In other words, it's like, oh yeah. Oh God, I put guilt on my kids. Oh, how horrible. They'll never forgive me. I'll never have a good relationship with them. I am so horrible. I knew it. All my life, I've just ruined their lives. I don't do anything right. I'm so stupid. How could I keep ruining their lives? They'd be better off without me. What good is it anyway? I don't know why God even made me. Why would he even care about me? None of this works for me. I've had it. I'm just hopeless. You're hopeless. God tries to convict you. But with abasing, it takes you into a depression and suicide. There's nothing to do with it except let the devil beat you up with it. You're so stupid. You're so dumb. That'll never stop. That'll never quit ruining your life. That'll never go away. Your kids will always hate you. They'll never find God. Blah, 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 blah. Now, how many see the difference? Are you kind of getting this? That I put guilt on my kids and cause them to whatever. Think they couldn't understand the Bible. Think God was too difficult. Whatever it was. When I saw that and I repented, that sin went to the cross. It's gone. But so did the guilt. So did the guilt. So when Satan says, oh God, that was really bad. How could you do that to your kids? They're never going to walk with God now. They'll never forgive you now. You're going to have to pay for that. You better buy them everything they want for Christmas. And you need to just beg them to forgive you a million times, and they'll never be able to. You need to look at the cashier and you say, excuse me, shut up in Jesus' name. This has nothing to do with you. Nothing. Nothing to do with you. You all need to quit talking to the devil. If you're a born-again believer and Jesus Christ lives in your heart and the Holy Spirit is real in your life, then why are you talking to the devil when you've been totally redeemed from owing him even an explanation. But if you have a basing, or part of you has that abasing spirit, you don't get that. You think you constantly owe an explanation for everything. See, even if I messed up, I got a God who's fixing me. I got a Holy Spirit I can sit down with and weep if I need to, and ask him to please give me some way to see my kids healed from what I did. And I got a Holy Spirit who's going to give me, he's going to say, you know what, Cindy, I'm already putting people in their lives that's going to turn this around for good. I got it covered. It's okay. Look at all the things you did right. But had you not done a single thing right, you're doing things right now. Double-minded is constantly talking to the devil, thinking about the devil, listening to the devil, fighting the devil. The Bible says cast down imaginations, not make a movie out of them. And then the Bible says punish their disobedience. Excuse me, cashier, because you thought you could take the place of the Holy Spirit and bring me into condemnation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you get the punishment of Satan on Judgment Day. And don't come back near my brain. Make them more afraid to bug you than they are to say no to their commanders. It's a real army. I think they go AY. Was it AWOL? Whatever that is. I didn't watch those movies. Do you see what I'm saying? Because they don't bother me anymore. But boy, when I first started doing warfare, it was constant. It was a constant demon saying this and a constant demon saying. And cast down imagination means when you know he's starting to talk, don't let him. Don't sit there and let him have his whole line of thought in your mind and then decide, let me call five people and tell them what the devil just said to me and let's see if we can, you can get so good at this, folks, as you get strong in who you are in God and your eyes stay on the Holy Spirit and you really go after God with all your heart, you can get so strong in this, I'm not kidding, that you will know what they're about to say and you never have to even hear them. What happens when you start getting strong in your spirit man? First of all, you'll notice he doesn't talk to you when you're awake anymore. He'll start giving you dreams. But then you wake up, you punish him for giving you the dream. You turn the dream around. You actually, in your brain, turn the dream around. Dreams are powerful if they're sent by the devil because they show pictures, just like dreams are powerful if they're sent by God. Okay? So you turn the dream around. Let's say you see somebody you love die in the dream. Before you speak to anyone in your spirit, you get in the Holy Spirit and you see yourself raising that person up, that person glorifying God, that person preaching the gospel, that person raising the dead everywhere because you stepped in and raised them up. Don't ever see them as totally dead. Just sleeping. That's what Jesus did. Oh, they're asleep. He never saw them dead. He's not a liar. They're asleep. Because he knew by the time he got there, there ain't no way life, when life comes in, death's going to stay. But you change it. Why? Because that's the picture you need to have in your spirit mind, not what Satan planted there, okay? Then you punish him. Now, I'm telling you, this will happen. And then you keep your eyes on the Holy Spirit. You grow strong in God. You keep worshiping God, going after God with all your heart. And what's going to happen? This will happen. You'll have a dream that the devil will start. And the Holy Spirit in you will rise up in that dream and finish it where you beat the tar of the devil right in the dream. How many says that happened? Where God just turns the dream totally around and you're like, whoa, go God. He changes it for you. And then I still punish the devil who tried to get a dream in my spirit. This is real warfare. And it's all in your mind. And you can't grow weary in good doing.